You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Welcome to Share Funny Live. We are at Myrto Maid Distilling in Mooresville, North Carolina tonight. Having a big time. We have a packed house. Everybody's drinking, having a good time?
Yeah!
All right.
We paid everybody to be here. That's how badly we need an audience, that we had to pay everybody to be here. This is actually where Ace and I live. Well, not in the bar, but we live in Mooresville, North Carolina. Now, my little friend Jenny back there lives in bars, but not all the time. We come here on Saturdays, and we came to a festival last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, and it was my wife Jody and my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael, and we were just going from bar to bar here in the downtown area. And none of them was open yet. And you talk about looking like losers. Walking up to the door and then going, oh, why are they not open yet? It's 11:30. We ought to be wasted by now.
Same day, my wife and I were down here and we bought a pistol for her, a 38 special, at the pawn shop. And then we wanted to celebrate by buying a drink. And thankfully the bars were closed because that's got a bad look to it if you try to go to a bar. And we've got a little gun case holding it going in. But it's a pretty cool pistol, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
At home.
Whip it out.
No.
And let me see the gun. Oh, it never stops. Thank you.
So,
that was a little bit of a grenade, but I like it.
Before we get started, Todd, so this will be, you can listen to this as a podcast and watch it on acetj.tv as well on Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, I thought we had already started.
No, I mean, we have. Before you got into whatever you had
to do first. Yeah, my clock is ticking. I got to get out of here. Okay, this is Ace.
Hey, Red.
Hey, say applaud for Ace.
You don't have to. It's fine.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's totally good. You don't have to applaud.
Mm-hmm. I'm TJ, and this is Riggins. And Tech D Rob on the end down there.
Nobody applauded for TJ. Applaud for TJ.
No, please. I don't. No, and this is Alexis.
Thank you.
And I got to tell everybody what happened beforehand, right before we started. A very nice lady who I don't see at the moment came up, and she brought me a balloon for my birthday, and then she gave Alexis one because she knew Alexis was going to ask.
I love it.
Why she didn't get a balloon for her birthday, even though it's not her birthday.
Well, it's your birthday. It's all of our birthdays.
That's not how
all of our birthdays.
Still not how that works.
Yeah.
It is in my world.
But is this the new Ace and TJ paraphernalia that you've ordered? Alexis is in charge of this kind of thing. It's a keychain, and it's a hot dog, and the ketchup is writing Ace and TJ in cursive on it.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have to be high to enjoy that? I mean, is that like abstract art where you have to really unfocus to know you have to be high to be able to read Ace and TJ on there?
It's artsy. You wouldn't get it.
No, I wouldn't.
No. It's trendy.
It's trendy.
Uh-huh. Well, how are you, Riggins?
Good.
Are you excited to be here, Riggins?
Yeah, Riggins is thrilled.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to be out of the house.
Yeah, we're recording on a Tuesday night. Well, at least it's not a Thursday. Normally we do these on Thursday night, and you hate that even more, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. He brought his own water bottle, his big old thermos thing there.
Yeah.
The hydro flask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you not know that they have watercolored vodka here.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah, uh-huh. Their vodka looks just like water. Nobody knows the difference.
The last couple live events we've done, I've always asked Alexis, I'm like, can you get me a water? And then I thought she might start thinking like, oh, you're going to ask like, you know, the minority to get you water. And it wasn't like that.
That Hispanic woman.
Like, exactly. And I didn't want her to make, I didn't want to make her feel like uncomfortable. So I was like, let me bring my own water. So it doesn't become a thing.
Yeah. Mm. But you guys tell me to make coffee every day.
And you never
no,
do.
No, we don't. We don't tell you to make coffee every day.
That is a lie.
We tell you to sweep up after we've made coffee. And that's not because of, you know, being Hispanic. It's because you're a woman, right. And that's women's work.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, can I've you not even heard. Nobody's told you to make coffee.
TJ the other day told me to get. He's like, I'm like, two creams and no sugar, please. I was like,
oh, you mean? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna go pour you coffee and then put your creams and your sugars and bring it to you. No. That wasn't in my job description.
Can you use a full size broom, though? Seriously?
Yes, I can use a full size broom.
It's not too long for you,
no.
You know, like you're grabbing it toward the bristles rather than toward the end of it.
No.
She's got a broom like an umpire uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whisk broom. A whisk broom.
I didn't know what that's called. I would have said that, but I didn't know.
And she wrote it here tonight.
Sure did. Harry Potter style.
No, but you know what? It's great to have you here, Alexis. Thanks for stopping by. How about a round of applause? Drive safely on your way home.
Every day, y'all. Every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any true crime fans in here? You ladies love ladies, and Blake here love true crime.
I was gonna say ladies and Blake.
Yeah. Have y'all seen what's going on with that the motel room in Indiana where the couple who the prison guard and her lover escaped?
The one from Alabama.
Yeah, and they got taken down in Indiana.
Yeah,
there is a line of people waiting to stay in that room. Like they have 70 something people on the waiting list to stay in that room, and it's $70-something a night. But they want to just go and stay in that room because it's famous for that. And isn't that where the lady killed herself?
No,
she wasn't in the room.
No, she was in the car. I thought when she killed herself.
Okay, but. You know, is that creepy or not?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a true crime person. I was a true crime person before all you ladies, you Johnny Come Ladies, came in on it. I mean, I was doing it, but I wouldn't want to do that. And not because of the creepy thing that happened there, but mainly because it's a motel.
So they have 70. So there are 70 names on a waiting list to stay in that only that room at the motel.
Yep.
I think that's weird. That's odd to me.
But if you did stay in it, I mean, you'd still use it for sexual purposes, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be something that you would want to do, Regan? The only reason you'd want to go in there is to make the love on that crime bed?
No, not for the sole purpose, but it wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah, it's a motel.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why motels are still around, right?
Yeah, because they're so sexy, you mean?
Put a quarter in the bed and let those magic fingers take you to town.
Wait, swear to God, true story. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but we used to be able to tell when I was a kid if my dad had a good week or not, month, whatever, selling mobile homes when he would come to pick us up because my parents were divorced. If we stayed at the nice motel, because there were no hotels in my hometown, if we stayed at the Days Inn, things were good because they had a recliner in there. If things weren't good, we stayed at a place called the Fleur de Lis, and you could put quarters in the bed, and he would always have, we'd be like, dang, we put some quarters in the bed, make it vibrate. He's like, yeah, sure, man, go ahead. And he would just load it up with quarters, and we just lay there having no idea what the hell that room was all about.
I think it's sexy.
It's so sad.
Well, you have those moments that you bonded.
Yeah, I mean, look back on it and laugh.
Mm-hmm. You can't see one of those to this day without crying, thinking about your daddy. He's got one in his house now.
True
I don't
story.
Think he does it because he's a prevert. Because you know he and his wife are exhibitionists. We talk about that all the time.
I don't know
how they
want
to be naked in hot tubs on the internet and TikToking and all that stuff.
Not a single person. So I was in a hot tub. I told you I had no clothes on.
Ew.
Because I mentioned that. That's the only way you knew that.
No.
We could have guessed.
I mean, we could see.
Yeah. We could see it.
I mean, we couldn't.
You could not
couldn't
see.
Your,
all you could see was the back of my shoulders and my arms.
Well, that
I
mean, was enough.
We couldn't see your ding-a-ling, if that's what you mean. But
I just meant you knew that.
We knew you were naked, and because you always tell us that when you're not at work, you're naked.
Well, that's not exactly true. But yeah, but a lot of times at home, I just throw my robe on and be naked under. Whatever.
Oh yeah, creepy robe guy.
Hi, I'm creepy robe guy.
You see Ace walking around in a house coat all the time.
It's a very black, fluffy robe, and I like to just hang out in it. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Not a thing. You know, if you're waiting on the ice cream truck. I don't know what that means.
I was just, whatever that means.
That just always seems like a robe guy to be yelling at the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you don't have a job if you're a robe guy usually, right?
No. No.
Just wearing robes around the house?
Yeah.
All right. Well, my neighbors are here. And
get out. Where?
Yeah, where are they?
Shame. There they right are. There, they're shame.
Those are your neighbors? Get out of town. My neighbors? Yeah. What a life they're living right now.
I know. That's what I was saying. They can see right into our living room at all times. We bought these blinds to block the sun on the screen porch, but we're too lazy to go out there and close them. So when Mr. Todd's over there shooting my cooking show, Paula will say to her husband, Shane, hey, moon TJ real fast. He's doing his TV show.
Does
wow.
he?
No. Shane. Yeah.
Whoa.
I was just about to say, Shane is not in that same vein as Paula is.
So she took care of that for you. She handled that.
Yeah. Shane's not about that silliness. He's pretty buttoned up.
Paula.
Yeah, but Paula, obviously.
Paula going hard out of
place. Paula showed up.
That is a born and bred Pennsylvania race fan, is what that is.
That a girl.
I like Paula's vibes.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to take a break so Tech D Rob can edit that word out. It's not even a good one on Share Funny. So more of Share Funny Live coming up.
Is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom weight, and he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom Mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my, this is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. No, accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited, and they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies, and ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, and it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/AceTJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/AceTJ, expressvpn.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
It's Share Funny Live. We are at Myrto Maid Distilling on North Main Street in Mooresville, North Carolina. And the only thing I don't love about this place is that they are not open early enough on Saturdays for me, because I come by here and they're not open yet. But I come back. John and Z and Amy, this is a great place. Please come here. Please support them. They have their own everything. And it's fantastic all the way around. They're fantastic. Our friends from Atlantic Bay Mortgage, Tammy and Curtis, are here. They keep showing up because they still can't believe they were able to get me financed to buy a townhouse, which is sweet of them. Geico of Lake Norman, Lowell and Z are friends, and Cardinal Environmental Solutions, Kelly from Cardinal Environmental Solutions. All great people, all our sponsors for today's Share Funny Live.
All right. So Riggins has a game for us. Is it a game that we're playing, Riggins?
Other questions for members of the show?
Okay. And I love these things.
He hates these things. I got a bunch of questions here.
All right, go ahead. Well, it's what we call a time filler for me.
That's what it is.
Whatever takes up a little time and gets us down the road.
I mean. Yeah. Ace, would you rather have 10 years with your wife or a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
Ooh. 10 years with my wife.
Good answer. He lying.
No.
Yeah, he lying.
No, you know, Ace, if Slash showed up here and pulled his pants down... You would kick your wife out of the house for Slash.
I would easily take 10 years with my wife over that.
Definitely. Good answer. Alexis.
That's about all I got left. And I got Alzheimer's coming in.
That got dark.
Wah, wah.
Wah. Sad.
Cool. You know you just said that, right? A minute ago.
A question for Alexis. Would you rather have the perfect boobs or a perfect butt?
I'm going to say the perfect butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I already have the perfect boobs.
Oh, of course.
But you can have one or the other.
But I know what it's like already, so I'll have the perfect
butt. Okay, that makes sense.
We think a lot of ourselves, don't we? But you know what? That's what all those seances and... all of those psychic readings and sound bowls and weed and all will do for you. It'll just, you know, say I'm perfect, whatever. Good for you.
Moves.
Good for you. If a guy sat up here and said he loved his business, people would be going, ooh, gross.
Yeah.
I have the perfect deer. Okay. See what I mean? Silence.
Nothing. Technie Rob, would you rather lick peanut butter off your best friend's nipples or have your pet lick peanut butter off your nipples?
Ew. Oh, God. Neither one of those are great. I guess the pet one.
Freak!
Yeah. Either way, it's not good.
Ew, what a weirdo.
Gross. But if I have to do the licking, I'm not as interested.
Yeah.
You'd rather lick it off your friend's nipples than your dog's nipples?
Is
that what you're saying?
No, I don't want to be the
dog lick it off his
nipples. I don't want to be the one licking.
Ew.
Oh. Well, nobody mentioned that.
No.
Nobody threw that out as a possibility, Rob. Where's your mind? It's like, okay, but it's like reverse psychology. Don't make me lick peanut butter off nipples. No way.
I
would hate that.
Oh, no, I would hate to do that. Is there jelly? a question for TJ. Your wife, Jody, what is wrong with her?
Oh.
I just made
where, where do I start?
Jody, what's that about?
What's going on there?
What's the deal with her?
Come on. Question for TJ. Would you rather lounge by the pool or on the beach?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
No, beach.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ace, would you rather...
Well, it depends on what beach it is. If it's a beach with, like, wet Band-Aids floating up on it, then I'd rather be at a pool with wet Band-Aids.
Understood. Ace, would you rather live at the Playboy Mansion or live at a strip club?
Ooh, hang on a second. Let me think.
No.
Am I married?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, then we'd rather live at the Playboy Mansion.
Really?
Ew, you guys are freaks.
I almost got the Playboy Mansion.
Who wants to live at a strip club? At the Playboy Mansion, you can sit outside by the pool and blah, 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 blah. But at the strip club, it's just all, it's indoors and it's nasty.
You know, he loves the robe, so he can wear his robe all the time.
Yeah, but...
But so I would go. I would easily go, if Amanda and I had to live at one or the other, we would go Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
But, you know, seeing the documentary and all about the Playboy Mansion, there's been some, you know... seedy things there, like bestiality and stuff like that.
Yeah, but there's been seedy things at the strip clubs too.
Well, not strip clubs in Tijuana. It could be here in America.
Okay. Well,
I mean, it doesn't have to be the one with the donkey show or whatever they call it.
I'd easily go Playboy Mansion on that one.
All right.
The old OTPHJ. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, I'm curious.
No, but gross.
Show of hands. How many people got that reference?
OTPHJ.
Three ladies and one guy got that. Okay.
He's like, I know. Paul, you didn't get that one? Alexis, would you rather do a wet t-shirt contest or give someone a lap dance?
Wet t-shirt contest.
Have you ever done a wet t-shirt contest?
No, I haven't.
Who believes that? I don't believe that.
I promise, I haven't. I would say it.
Yeah. I have.
I believe that.
Yeah. It was a wet tank top competition. I drank free the rest of the day. Won that bar tab.
Tech D Rob, would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel? Both hot. Both sexy, right?
What are we, Captain Marvel's female? I forgot.
What are we teaming up for?
You know exactly what you're teaming up.
Okay. Choo-choo action. Gal Gadot over Brie Larson.
Wonder Woman.
No, it's the characters. You'd rather have Wonder Woman than Captain Marvel.
Yeah, Wonder Woman then, yes.
Okay.
Wow.
She's got that lasso of truth.
Racist.
Mm-hmm.
What? No. all right,
Can I share out one little story today? Because we're recording this on Tuesday. Today's my birthday. So one of my friends hit me up today, and he messaged me. He does every year. And he and I, his name is Brett. We never went to a different school. Elementary, middle, high school. Then in college, we were college roommates for a long time. We lived in this apartment together. And he messaged me, happy birthday. And I was like, thanks. And I'm going to see him in July. But he said, hey, were you there on spring break when the window got shattered? And I was like, yes. Have y'all ever heard me share this with you on the radio? We're in the Fort Walton Beach. We're in the Ramada Inn. And this is, I thought about this all day. It's one of the greatest stories ever. And we're on the 7th floor. We have 12 people in a room that's allowed for 4 people. We only got everybody in because you kept having to go to the balcony. We had to go down to the end of the hall and knock on the door and tell these guys, hey, man, we just want to throw this thing over the balcony. And we would throw the ankle bracelet thing over the balcony. Somebody would catch it, walking through the lobby with their clothes, go up, and we'd go out. And it took hours to get everybody in. So I'm laying on the bed, doors open, and out of nowhere you hear, boom! And the TV, how old I am, the TV gets knocked off the stand. And I was like, what is going on? And there are about 4 of us in the room. I think it's, or no, there are 8 of us. 4 guys, 4 girls. We're all in the room hanging out. Spring break, TV knocks off the stand. Water is everywhere. We're like, what the hell is going on? And then we hear people screaming on the beach. We go outside on the balcony, and they're thousands of people on the beach, and they are freaking out because these guys are in the water and they have a slingshot that looks like it spans about 25, 30 feet across, and they're shooting water balloons back at the hotel. And it's awesome. And we're like, yeah, you busted out our TV. And they shoot one and it comes up and it goes like, I don't know, it goes over our heads. And they shoot one and it lands short and people are screaming and we're like, yeah. And then they shoot one, and about the fourth one is in the air. And it's one of those, like, if you've ever been to a baseball game and you're trying to see, ooh, that might make it out of the ballpark. That might not. It's in the air. And it's one of those, like, that's got to be close. It's got a chance. And one of the guys in the background yells, shit. And we duck, and it goes over my head. And it goes through one of those big hotel room windows like it's a hot knife through butter. And glass goes everywhere. And the beach erupts like there's a damn concert out there. And we're so stupid and intoxicated. I'm like 19 years old, and I'm on the beach at Fort Walton Beach for spring break, and I just jump up and like, yeah! And people are chanting and cheering, and then you see the cops. It's like, oh, wait a minute. They might charge us for this. Oh, my God. They're going to find out we have 12 people in a room that has supposed to have 4 people in it. Now we have a serious problem, and there's glass everywhere. So we push people out of this room. This guy runs up, and he's like, you're going to pay for this window. We're like hell we are, dude. We're in the room. Like, we didn't knock this window out. 3,000 people saw this window get blown out. And long story short, they just told us, okay, you don't have to pay for it, but we're not going to replace it. And for 4 days, we sat there, and they just put up plywood. And they just... And they drilled it into the thing, like, that's all you get. So for 4 days, we paid for a beach view, and we just got to see plywood. And we had no TV because it broke our TV when the guy knocked it off the stand.
So it was like, even at a hotel, your house got repoed.
Yikes.
Sad but true.
You know how they do that? They
Nothing new.
That's bad.
I was used to it. It was fine.
Yeah. When your hotel room gets repoed, foreclosed on. They foreclosed on our damn hotel room. What are we going to do? We got squatter's rights now. All right, so we got more of Share Funny Live coming up.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
Welcome back to Share Funny Live from the Myrto Made Distillery and getting us feeling good, right? Is that what the official name is? Myrto Made Distillery and getting us feeling good? All right. I'm just waiting for everybody to be quiet. So, Alexis.
Yes?
How is Hot Girl Summer going?
Hot Girl Summer is in full effect.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. So it's already started, even though we haven't even had Memorial Day weekend. This is just kind of the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. So you're already into Hot Girl Summer?
Yeah, you see the universe at work?
Okay, so a psychic told Alexis that she was going to have Hot Girl Summer, which meant she was going to be basically sharing herself around town.
No, that's not what she said.
Well, what does it mean? What did she say, the psychic?
That I'm just going to be out, you know, dating and, like, you know, being just a hot girl.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm going to be, like, parading around town, like you said.
Yeah, so you trust what the psychic says?
I mean, so
you
far
you trust psychics
happening.
And stuff. You go to psychics, you tarot readings, things like that.
Yeah.
True? Mm-hmm. Would you trust a male psychic? If the psychic is a man, would you trust him as much as a woman?
Of course.
You would?
Yeah.
Because you never see those. You rarely see a man psychic or a tarot card reader.
But I would.
Like Ace's sister is now a tarot card reader.
Famous, it's a true on the story. TikTok, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good, though, that you would trust a male tarot card reader or psychic.
Of course. Why would I not?
Well, because you just don't ever see them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I wouldn't believe a male psychic. Well, actually, what
you
am I saying? I
wouldn't believe a psychic at all.
Right. I wouldn't believe any of them.
I never thought about that. I've never seen a male psychic or tarot card.
Men don't read palms. Yeah. They don't go around, you know, telling you what, you know, your sign is and what that means about moon rising and all of that stuff. Because men are more logical.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to be. All right.
Okay. You came up with one. John Edward. Does he still do that?
By the way, I didn't see the script right before we started, but I don't think anybody gave y'all a speaking part in this. Especially you. But yeah, so men are usually, because do masculine men go to psychics?
No.
No? You say no, Riggins?
No. No. Not at all.
I don't think so either.
No.
Riggins, do you think that going to a psychic would make him not masculine? Like,
yeah,
he could be masculine until he goes into a psychic, and then he ceases to be masculine.
Yeah.
What if it's his sister and she's driving him crazy?
Did you let her do a reading on
him? No, I didn't. She did one, but I was sitting I was standing in the kitchen eating potato chips, and she was like, "This is really good. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know."
But how do you do a reading on somebody that doesn't want it? That's what I don't get.
It's a card thing. Mm-hmm. She just flips over these cards, and I don't know what's going on. But yesterday, my sister posted 13 TikToks. 6 were split screens with her doing a lot of pointing at the other screen. I don't know what that's about. And the other 7 started with this. She's shuffling cards, and you hear these words. 4 words. Hello, my lovelies. 3 words. Hello, my lovelies. Today's, I don't know what deck of cards reading it is. And then she's, clear your mind. I hope this resonates with someone. Which I don't understand, because if you're reading, should it be resonating with everybody? I don't know. It's TikTok. I have no idea.
So Riggins is Ace now not masculine since his sister forced a tarot card reading on him?
I think maybe we cut him some slack because he was forced into it.
So I'm at my mom's house. I'm at my mom's house. I'm in the kitchen and she's, I'm going to do it. I want to do a reading on you. I'm like, I don't want you to do a reading. I really don't want to be involved in that. She's like, I'm put the cards out. And I see her out of the corner of my eye throwing the cards out. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. And so she goes, it's good. I don't want to be involved.
Whatever that means.
So, Alexis, you were supposed to be learning how to do tarot card readings. Have you learned?
Yeah, well, I'm like just practicing by myself.
Okay, practice. So you're playing solitaire with the tarot card.
Pretty much. That's what I'm doing, yeah.
All right.
Black, red.
Yeah. I thought you said you couldn't do it by yourself. You said tarot card readings by yourself don't work with
you.
No,
you can, yeah.
Riggins, if you saw that a guy was going in to have tarot card readings, psychic readings, those sound bowl things, that ass energy thing that Alexis says she can do, that Reiki and all that. If a guy is going in to do all of that stuff, but he's going in because he thinks that the person who thinks they can do all of this stuff and they have all these magical powers, is hot and he's trying to date her.
That's interesting.
Is that yeah. still?
Sure, pull something out of my ass. Go ahead. I can ram it out of my hat. I might shove something out of my ass just as soon as he has something to pull out. Put a balloon up there. Something. It's like,
oh girl,
out.
Oh my God, you have such great powers. You pull that out of me? Oh God,
you're incredible.
Woo, let me clean up and let's go get something to eat.
Yeah, sure. Let's get out of here.
That's the only way that a guy
I never thought
you
about
know
it, yeah.
maintains his man card, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean,
is if he's going in to hook up with the. But do you ever imagine any of the psychic tarot card people being women being hot?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I expect them to have snakes all around them.
Yeah, but both of the girls that I've gone to have been hot, and I've shown you their pictures. They're both very hot.
Yeah, well, you know who can really make himself appear beautiful to a guy?
Oh, Lord.
The devil.
Here we go.
The devil?
Here we go.
The devil comes in many forms of whatever he can do to get into your head and to steal your heart.
Temptation.
The devil don't live over here,
that's
let me
right.
tell you.
All of them's devils. Yeah. All of them. That sound bowl that you hear is going, wah, wah. If you played it backwards, it would say, come to hell, come to hell.
Bring your
you
friends.
Fall for all that shit, Alexis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wouldn't think a guy is not masculine if he goes to a psychic?
No, I love it.
You would?
Yeah.
Please.
Let's go together. Bullshit. Let's do a date.
Oh, come on. Well, then you might as well go buy panties together. That's what Riggins said.
Yeah, she's full of it. She likes tough, like you know, tough guys, tough dudes.
But I mean, if he's tough, and then he can also go to a psychic with me, that's
not possible.
Dope.
Yeah. If he believes in all of that, it's not possible.
He doesn't have to believe it.
Any of you guys in here believe in the psychics and go to get psychic readings and
Thank
stuff?
Thank you. See?
Two women raised their hands.
Yeah, I said guys.
Said
I said
guys.
Men. Any men
they're not going to admit because you're talking shit right now, so they're not going to admit it.
But they're if they believe in it enough,
if
they'll admit it.
If you guys believe it, send me a wink.
Send her a wink.
So, yeah, telepathically send her a link.
I'm receiving winks right now.
I'm not saying that I believe that those negative things. I'm saying Riggins is the one that said he does it.
Right.
He believes the negative.
Yeah, I just think it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Because I know, you know, my dad is retired military, the whole thing, and he didn't make a move without calling the psychic hotline.
Yeah, exactly. But the stuff they're telling her, like she got on that internet psychic thing, and they were like, you're going to have a hot girl summer. It's like, oh, bullshit.
And I did.
That means like showing your booty hole on Instagram. Like, I'm not going to pay $25 to a psychic. I mean,
something that you can control.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Although, do you want to tell them how your hot girl summer is going
far? I have suitors, y'all. I got multiple.
You're like you're a princess.
Like a few weeks. Come on. I love it. So I would think that it's going pretty successful, and the psychic knew what she was talking about.
Right. So she's lying at work today saying she's got five guys that are wanting to go out with her. And, of course, one of them's from Vietnam, one's from England. I mean, you, people you can't check up on, you know, to make sure. One's from Cuba or something, and one Cuban. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of them is somebody you could just pick. Hey, are you trying to court Alexis? So, no, my boyfriend's in Canada.
She getting catfished.
Why would I lie about that?
Because you want to prove that you're psychic. Has some kind of powers to predict that you're having a special summer or something.
Whether the psychic said it or not, I have my own game, okay?
Well, I think that's his point, is that the psychic can say that all she wants.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a quote-unquote hot girl summer anyway because you have your ass out on Instagram.
But I just feel like maybe she activated the hot girl energy in me.
Oh, yeah. Activated it.
All right, hot girl summer, right. Let's do it.
Well, are Latinas more into believing psychics and all of that stuff? Because your heritage is Salvadorian.
Yeah.
Yours is Puerto Rican.
And
Puerto Rican and Colombian. And you are into the psychics and all that stuff. So we got two for two.
Well, I'm just thinking, I don't know what my sister's heritage is, not any of those things. She's way into it.
She's like, hey, buenos dias, amigos. Let me give you a reading today. My lovelies, my El Lovelios. my bonitas.
Every video starts with the word, hello, my lovelies. Scroll.
Well, that's
next.
Her thing. Yeah. You know, she got a catchphrase.
Give me a like. Oh, was it a like, share, whatever.
It's she like, needs to trademark that.
Follow, mm-hmm. like, share. You know, if I get to 1,000, I can go live. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Let's get her 1,000. Yeah. Post her link up on...
What's
on
her at?
I think she can go live now, and she went live the other night and had like 4,000 people.
All right, hold on. Wow. I mean, I know it's your birthday and all, Ace, but how about Ace making fun of his sister for being all over TikTok?
Right.
No, there's a difference.
Yeah, her tarot cards aren't choreographed.
I am bringing the entertainment value to TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Hey, people like what she's bringing.
He's like, she didn't post 13 TikToks. Because I was supposed to post one last night, and I can't do it because she's already posted them all.
I don't post it often, but I mean, when I do, we're bringing the heat. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you? Oh, your wife is here tonight. Can y'all do your little dance?
Yes! Live. Do it! That's the best idea ever.
What a great idea. Y'all want to know a funny story about that? When we were filming that TikTok, I just need to be left alone. I don't need to be reminded of here's what you're messing up. I don't want to know that part of it. I know what I'm messing up. Just give me a second. And I got frustrated with myself because I kept screwing up the same part every time. And what y'all couldn't see was that I was like, son of a bitch. And I ended up kicking an ottoman and knocking into a chair. She was like, this is not fun anymore. I'm like, well, I get it. It's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not supposed to be fun.
Ottoman is their neighbor's last name. Like ottoman shit. How are we on time, Rob?
We can take a break if we want
All right, we'll take a break now.
We got more coming up. Hang on.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey, it's Share Funny Live. We're at Myrto Maid Distilling on North Main Street in Mooresville. We highly recommend it. This place is awesome. By the way, if you're listening to the podcast, be sure to check out the video version of the podcast, which is up at acetj.tv. Thanks to Myrto Maid for all the hard work that let everybody come in here tonight. Plus, Atlantic Bay Mortgage, Tammy and Curtis are here. Geico of Lake Norman, awesome. And Cardinal Environmental Solutions, our friend Kelly from Cardinal Environmental. They're all fantastic. Great people for having us.
Yeah. And our friend from JT Media, Mr. Todd, is here.
Tater Todd. Tater Todd with the cheeks.
Yeah. Taipan Todd.
Tight pants, how?
Taste tester Todd. He's got many names. Many names.
Are your pants tight tonight, Todd?
Yeah, they are.
Hell yeah.
Stand up.
Is it a day that ends in Y?
Yeah, they are.
Those aren't bad. Those are baggy.
Yeah.
I like your shoes, though. I like those old school Nikes. Those are cool.
Mm-hmm. So, I had to go to the dentist today. Well, I didn't have to. I chose to because, you know, I take care of my teeth. It was just a cleaning and a checkup. And I kind of ran by my dentist, Alexis, what you say that your dentist told you you're going to have done since you still have baby teeth and all that. Yeah.
You have baby teeth too?
No. I told him, I said, this girl that I work with still has baby teeth. She's 50 years old.
I am not 50 years old. She's 30,
31 years old. She still got baby teeth.
She's 40 dentist, with baby teeth. That's funny.
This dentist told her that she got to have baby teeth pulled and some oral surgery and then braces and all that. And he said, well, it sounds like she's lucky if she gets out of that alive. Yeah, he said it was bad.
Don't say that.
Yeah. He said I wouldn't even try to tackle that.
I'm not going to do it. I already decided. Nope.
No, I'm just kidding.
Why would you not do it?
I don't care. I'm not doing it. If those teeth come out, whatever. I don't care.
So the hygienist was doing that thing today where they scrape, you know, and she'd go, you're really jumpy today. And I was like, okay, well, you're stabbing me in my gums with that sharp thing. What do you expect? And I don't want to brag or anything, but I think that I got a better checkup from the hygienist today than my wife got the last time she went a couple of weeks ago.
I find that very hard to believe, to be honest with you.
Big ass teeth.
Yep, she got some big old nasty ass teeth.
Stop it.
She eats a lot of candy.
Talk about my girl like that.
Yeah.
Big old urinal teeth.
Big teeth.
Yeah, rotten now. They're rotten. Like,
really?
Like a shark.
I didn't make that up. TJ made that up.
What did they say? What was wrong? She had plaque?
Yeah, she said, I don't want to be talking out of school, but your wife's teeth are effed up. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. No way.
She said, she's probably spitting Yoo-hoo all the time. That's how bad her teeth are.
Dirty ass teeth.
Mm-hmm. What are you cooking for her? Dirt every night? That's what she said. Look, people aren't even laughing because they know she's in the room.
Talking all that shit.
That's not true.
Let's see them.
No, it's not true. I was just joking. I'm joking. My wife's teeth are perfect. They don't even have bacteria after she eats. I mean, it's just.
Alexis is the great Jody defender. Last couple weeks. Just like everything, she's great.
I will defend her till the day I die. I don't care. So, I get it.
You get what?
What she has to deal with.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's... Y'all see it? Where is she? Where is Jody? All right, you see she's just suffering back there, wherever she is.
Yeah, she's struggling.
Yeah.
I got
her up from the shelter earlier tonight to bring her here. Mm-hmm. Bless.
So, I got a picture. They took a picture. I guess it's my wife, Amanda, TJ's wife, Jody, our friends Michael and Jenny, and my son, Kate, are back there. And they took a picture, and they just DM'd me a picture. And I said, oh, that's such a great picture. And then Amanda texted me and said, I told everyone, I swear to God, I'm reading this word for word. I told everyone at the table, does that include Cade? Unfortunately. I told everyone at the table that you sent me a nude this morning.
Ew.
That said, that, wait.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
I don't want more details, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't want to hear the rest of this story.
Thank you, sir, the one guy clapping. That said, this is what 54 looks like, LOL.
Oh.
I said, I'm fine. You can show them. I don't care. It's cool.
Right. And you remember earlier in the show when I said Ace and his wife are exhibitionists? And he was like, no, we weren't naked in the hot tub.
That's between me and my... I just sent her a picture.
Right.
Like, and by the way, I'm 54 today. That's what it looks like.
Ew. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no wonder my wife wasn't jumping up a minute ago when I said, where's Jody? She's probably still hurling.
I feel like I gagged a little.
I know my little friend Jenny loves hearing that. She's, I'm sure she laughed hysterically. Ha, 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 good for y'all.
She's
probably like, what the f- are you doing?
It's okay. I've been grossing Jody out since 1995. It's totally fine. It's not the first time. Nor will it be the last that TJ's wife, Jody, is grossed out by something I've done or said.
But I'm just glad you could pave the way for the youngsters on the show, eh? So, Rob, Riggins, Ms. Todd, whenever y'all turn 54, you know what to do for your wives. Yeah. It's the perfect gift.
I'll be dead.
It's like one of those one of those STD pick me up bouquets.
Yeah.
That they used to have.
How romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Look at this. This is what 54-year-old nuts look like.
Ew! That's so, Amanda, no offense, this, that's so gross.
This is what some clackers look like.
Ew! Yuck. Oh my God.
Swivel my hips, sound like that's a grandfather clock.
I hate it.
Wow.
I hate it.
Yeah.
So she did she show the picture to them or did she told them that?
No, I responded like, you can show them, I don't care, LOL. I was just making a joke. She did not show them. She was just telling them what happened. Well,
you told her she could, though.
Don't traumatize them like that, please.
She's like, here's the top of it. And then here's the, she's just scrolling and scrolling. And then we get to the bottom of it in a minute.
Geoball. Like,
yeah, they're all right. No. There they are. Yeah, they're, yeah, I don't know why they're different sizes.
They're probably pale as hell.
I'm sure they are.
Very.
Well, I hope they are. Yeah. I hope they're pale. I hope he hasn't been sunning them.
I've been
him. Let me tell you that right now. Because you remember what his last name is, and TJ.
He's sunning only his nuts.
That's what you got to remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I went to a Panther game one day, and my friend Alan came, and I was telling him, I said, we had so much fun. We got hammered. And TJ was like, oh, great. So, and TJ was hammered at the Panther game. Everybody thought it was me.
Well, that was when your friend went to the strip club telling everybody he was me.
No, he said he was our manager.
You told me he said he was me.
No. He said he was.
And
he
I
was,
know him.
He said, I'm the manager. And right. I was like, that's bad. We should not be telling people that. You're the manager.
Yeah, he's Adam.
Yeah.
I was concerned when that story started that you were going to say you showed your nuts at the Panthers game.
Ew. I hope not.
I was concerned.
Hey, we used to work for a guy.
So Reagan just looks at me and laughs like.
We used to work for a guy who thought he was really, really funny. He always wanted to be on the radio, but he didn't have any talent. So he ended up being in the office side of radio, but he still tried to force himself onto the air all the time. And he came in one day and he goes, hey, guys, I got a great idea for a game. You guys go out on the street with a microphone and you say, hi, we've got $50 for you if you'll show us your nuts. And we said, what? Yeah, say, hey, I've got 50 bucks for you. Hold the cash right there and say, I'll give you this $50 if you show us your nuts. But it's not show us your nuts. It's your nuts, like, that you are nuts, like do something crazy. Yeah.
I see no issues with this.
I don't hate it.
Sounds perfect. Yeah.
I may have even sold it a little better than he did. Because, you know, I'm just naturally funny, so whatever I say is going to have a little bit of merit to it.
Yeah. Rick, it says that look like, man, it's not terrible.
I mean,
we can do that.
Better than some of the shit I turn into.
Yeah. Can we use it with boobs? That's what Riggins is thinking. Show us your boobs.
Can we make
wait,
it 20 bucks?
There's no double entendre there.
Yeah.
20 bucks.
Yeah. I've had some bad ideas, but that's not bad.
What would you say, Riggins, is your worst idea?
When I wanted to put the producer of the show at the time in a bumblebee costume.
I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
I was on drugs, and I was trying to be funny, but I just thought it would be funny. And it was obviously, they didn't think it was funny.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I do too.
So, and we can still do it with Rob. It would be like a bumblebee with sciatica.
Yeah. That bumblebee ain't going to be moving very fast.
Bumblebee.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Bumblebee with sciatica and a Mulan ponytail.
Right. How y'all like Rob's new look, y'all?
It's like a tiny little pony.
Yeah. Are you talking about his ponytail or the bent over walk? He's up in here. He's crip walking. I'm afraid he's going to get his ass kicked.
So, Rob,
you
does
Meredith, stop walking like that.
Does Meredith like the top pony thing you got going?
She's the first one to put it in that. So, Like, she did it for me, and I was like, oh, that's not bad.
I'm going to braid
your
hair.
It's fun when they do that,
isn't it? You're going to do what?
I'm going to braid your hair.
There's not enough, I don't think. Yeah. Is there?
Yeah, you can braid that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
That's what it should be.
So, you know, Riggins used to be an intern, and the first day that Riggins came to be an intern, we were in a studio where TJ and I were across from each other. It's a big studio. And there was a window into the next room to the left. And Riggins had long hair. It was parted down the middle, and that's where he got the name because he looked like the guy Riggins from Friday Night Lights, the TV show. And I remember looking in the room, was like, okay. And Pete, used to be our producer, came in. And I was like, hey, what's with the kid smiling in there all the time? He said, he's excited to be here. I was like, nobody is.
That's so cute. Riggins.
I said, nobody's that excited to be here because I was a little jaded. Turns out, Riggins admitted later, I was so high, I don't know how I drove there.
Yay.
But he was excited to be there, too.
Yeah. He showed up one day, and he goes, hey. And I said, what? This was months later when we got to know him. He was just very nervous. But months later, he goes, hey, guess what? I said, what? He goes, I'm not sure how I drove here today. I don't know. I'm so high right now. What are we doing?
There was somebody concerned over. They went, oh my God. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I was in college. Come on, smoke a little weed.
He's here now. He made it.
Yeah, and yeah, he still shows up every morning the same way, smiling, so happy to be here. He just doesn't need the drugs now.
Exactly.
He's not jaded at all. He doesn't come in and, you know, say, let's get this over with. Any of that stuff.
He, always a good
always
morning.
He's the last one to leave.
Okay.
Just so blessed feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He actually left the other day. Riggins left. He goes, all right, I'll see y'all later. And when he walked out, TJ and I looked at each other like, you think he's coming back tomorrow? Was that the final farewell? He never says goodbye to anybody. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And so in the spirit of Riggins, I'm ready to go home, so I think we're through. Hey. Thank you very much.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.